Audio 9. The Prestige Given by Art. The interior of a church not only tells us about the life and religious beliefs of its inhabitants, but also about other aspects related to the social hierarchies of those who lived within the wall. An example is found among the original buttresses of the church, where those noble families that settled in the town, mostly linked to the commerce I have been talking about, opened various private chapels. They wished to perpetuate their lineage's family name in the churches through their artistic and religious legacy. Thanks to this, today we can enjoy some of the artistic jewels they left behind, such as the altarpiece of San Pedro, the chapel of the Herrán family, and the Renaissance grill that Maria de Salazar ordered built. Also inside the church, you can find the chapel headquarters for the Holy School of Christ, founded in Orduña in 1676, which possesses rich religious artwork that is carried in procession during Holy Week in Orduña. The origin of some of its components can be traced back to the Franciscan order I mentioned earlier. To the right of the square, you will see a building adorned with a very colorful mural. If you have time, you can go in and check it out. This is the Orduña Hiria Exhibition Center, where you can take a tour of the guilds and crafts past that survived among the activities of the people of Orduña until well into the 20th century, especially in the shoe, chair, and confectionery industries. This is a more recent heritage, but it is linked to the economic development of what was one of the largest fairgrounds and markets in Biscay.